This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. And joining me now is Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider of 7220sports.com. And Cody, yesterday during my show, and I know you were rocked by this, trying to gather more information, we see from your post, we saw reports out there that Titus Swen is no longer a member of the University of Wyoming football team. Talk to us about it. What do we know about the dismissal and everything? I mean, this is a huge deal because Titus, as we've talked about all season and throughout his career with Wyoming, he was an amazing Cowboy for this team, one of the best players in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah, Brady, it was pretty wild. You know, last week against Fresno State, as bad as it went for the Cowboys, Titus did crack the top 10 all-time rushing list. He became the 12th running back in Wyoming history to eclipse 1,000 yards in a season, and, you know, you think things are good, but we kind of saw some cracks in the facade a little bit during that Boise State game. You know, obviously George Helani fumbles the ball, gives it back to the Cowboys when Boise State could be running out the clock. Wyoming gets the ball on the 45 or on the Boise State 21 with 45 seconds to go, and Titus had ran for a career best 212 yards that night in a must-win situation. And you know, Craig Bohl calls in the play, and they throw it into double coverage in the end zone. Jaden Clemens completes three balls all night to Wyoming players and three balls on the night to Boise State players. And Titus Swen was visibly upset. He went down to the goal line and slammed his helmet, and pads went flying and the whole nine. And then after rewatching the game, he got into it on the sideline with the quarterback, got into it a little bit with Craig Bohl, it appeared. So it turns out, you know, after talking to a lot of guys, including Titus Swen yesterday, it's kind of an unhappy camper situation, I guess. You know, he's been open about he's not happy with the game planning. And I know a lot of Wyoming fans are like, how can you not be happy with the game planning? All Wyoming does is run the football. Well, I'm putting words in Titus Swen's mouth right now because I think it's pretty obvious that he wants to win. And to win, you need to complete more than three balls. You need to complete more than 12 balls that they did at Fresno State. Those are things you have to do to win, and I think Titus Swen wants to win, and he is entering the transfer portal, and he's going to play his final year of eligibility somewhere else. Crazy turn of events. He basically just told me yesterday my time as a Cowboy is done, and I wish them all the best.
Wow. And what's crazy is, okay, I get it. You lost to Boise State, lost to Fresno State. But I mean, the fact that this Cowboys team was right there, the Boise State game, I mean, you win that one. You still got a little work to do, but they went down to the wire, Cody. They almost got themselves in a conference championship game, and they got a bowl eligible, all of that stuff. They were a top conference team all year. So I guess I look at it, it's like you kind of did win, but I guess for Swen, he wanted to win more. He thought this team perhaps was good enough or should have been good enough to really get into that championship game.
Yeah, and like I said, Brady, I'm definitely putting words in Titus's mouth. I mean, this just seems like common sense to me that, you know, maybe seeing even a more long-term picture that and seeing him since he's been in Laramie. He's been there since 2019, and they have yet to have a quarterback who can consistently throw the football. And it's just, you're not going to win games if you can't do that. I mean, how many years have we seen Iowa, for instance, where they have a stellar season and then they end up making it to the Big Ten championship game because the Big Ten West is so weak, and then they just get mauled because there's nothing they can do. They can't throw the ball on Ohio State. They can't throw it on Michigan or Penn State or Michigan State. They just can't do it. And the Cowboys have proven time and time again that they can't consistently throw the ball. And they're not going to throw it a million times. But, you know, the other night at Fresno, Andrew Peasley throws it 29 times. He only completes 12 of those. You need to complete 21 to 23 of those. And that's just something that the Cowboys haven't had since Titus Swen's been in Laramie.
Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Our Wyoming Cowboys insider. So I don't know, when I always read a player is dismissed because of whatever, you just read that and, you know, conduct doesn't, you know, what I think Bull's statement was, personal conduct is below the standard necessary to be a member of Cowboy football. I don't know, Cody, my brain always goes to, did he stay out too late? Did he do something? But from what it sounds like, there might have just been a blow up, an altercation of some sorts.
Yeah, I mean, from what I gathered yesterday from numerous sources, is just he's not being shy about telling Craig Bohl and the offensive staff how he feels about the game plan and how he feels about how things are going. And, you know, I can't say I blame him, but it also becomes a detriment, and you can't blame Craig Bohl either. You can't, whether you believe in the offense or not, you can't say that, especially, you know, it's kind of like a military thing. You sure can't say it around everybody else, and you can't, I hate to use the word cancer because I don't know if that's the case, but that's what it can turn into. And maybe Craig Bohl had just had enough. I mean, he's not used to being questioned like that. And I know this year I've said it on your show 100 times how great he's been. And now, you know, because we're probably never going to hear the full details of this story, he, you know, the fan base is furious that one of the, you know, arguably the best player on the team is no longer. And they're not happy about that. And all of a sudden, a really good feel-good story might not turn into that feel-good story anymore. And it sucks to see, because I fully believe Craig Bohl just did a fantastic job this year. And at the end here, you know, they lost to Boise State, and that was a very questionable call, something I asked him about immediately in that press conference afterwards. But, you know, and then they just went into Fresno State and they just didn't have anything left. I mean, they, not to mention 10 starters out of that game. They just had nothing left. And I think Titus Wynn's just frustrated, and he's given a lot to this program. The other night against Fresno, he was all they had on offense, and he rushed the ball 24 times for a very, very hard-earned 75 yards. So he's beating his head against the wall.
Yeah, well, it's just nuts, too, because as you said, we've been talking about it throughout the course of this season. For me, at least, just a lot of surprise about this team, like how good they were and where they did put themselves. You know, you beat Boise State, and if you can beat Fresno and Boise loses, I mean, man, we're talking about some big things for this team. And Craig Bohl has changed a little bit to try to, you know, connect with these student athletes a little bit more. So that's why I'm looking at it going, man, we go from a sense of overachieving and everybody's like, wow, Craig Bohl pulled something out of his hat, to you lose your best player. When you, from what you're gathering, and I know it hasn't been that long, but you mentioned the fan base, are they furious at Craig Bohl, or are they looking at Titus Wynn more frustrated with him, essentially, whatever this blow up or whatever it is, what is your sense about the fan base?
Well, I haven't seen anybody upset with Titus Wynn. What probably 2/3 of the fan base is furious and blaming it on Craig Bohl. And then there's the 1/3 of the fan base that I've seen that is saying, hey, rules are rules. And Craig Bohl doesn't care who you are. And we've seen over the years some really good players have gotten suspended and or just flat out kicked off the team. And it just doesn't matter. He's always been a disciplinarian as far as that goes. And then, you know, of course, I'm with you, Brady. When you hear that he's dismissed, the first thing you do is, you know, call the courthouse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and did that. And, you know, it's nothing like that. And then after talking to some sources yesterday, he's just, I guess the easiest way to put it, he's just disgruntled. And, you know, there's ways to handle that. And I'm not sure that Titus is handling that all that well. And I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of things being thrown around. Well, maybe you want to get in the transfer portal anyway and things like that. We don't know. We know he had 1 year left. And I know I did a story on him earlier this year where he said, I promised my mom I'd get my degree, and then I'm going to the league. And he suffered so many just setbacks this year with bruised ribs and concussions and things like that, where he didn't have the season we all expected him to have. So he's going to have to go somewhere for another year, and you'd hope that it would have been at Wyoming, but, you know, apparently these last 2 weeks have just been hard to handle. And you know, honestly, Brady, these guys have been around a long time with the COVID season and everything. They've been around a lot longer than you give them credit for, and this was as close as a lot of these guys have ever come to winning a championship, and I think it was just the frustration kind of boiled over.
As you noted in your article at 7220sports.com, Swin will remain on scholarship until the end of the fall semester so he can complete his classes. Where does this put Craig Bohl in this light? I mean, again, you have this, for the most part, I'm just going to, an amazing season where we didn't really think this was going to happen, but here they were, you know, get blown out by Fresno State. But outside of that, they were in a lot of football games and they won a lot of football games. Is this a bigger picture stuff? Or, I mean, is Craig Bohl safe? I mean, again, you lose a player like this, you at least have to ask the question.
Yeah, you do. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to ask anything because, you know, it was the end of the season and they didn't have their normal Monday press conference, and we won't get to talk to Craig again until the bowl game is announced. But you're right. It's just, you don't know. The one thing I can go back to is just with history, and Craig Bohl's history is he just doesn't – it doesn't matter who you are. He benched Brian Hill before the Poinsettia Bowl, and Brian Hill sat out the first quarter or the first half of that game. The Cowboys lose to BYU by three. You like to believe that if your all-time leading running back is in the backfield for, you know, at least a quarter or a half of that thing, you're going to win. And he didn't screw around, and we all knew that was Brian Hill's last game. He had 1 year left of eligibility, but we all knew, you know, he had shattered Wyoming's all-time rushing record. There was nothing left to play for. He was going to the NFL, and that was his final game. And I don't know exactly what happened, but Craig Bohl dropped the hammer, and he didn't play. So that's the Craig Bohl I know. I know he's let go of some guys. Johanna Gafon got in trouble before the border war. He sent him home. Jabari Jackson got in trouble, sent him home, and they're done. They never played a game again. And the only time I've ever seen him be lenient on that is Victor Jones, another defensive tackle, got in trouble a couple years ago, and he let him earn his way back. And it was a long haul, and he finally earned his way back, and then he transferred, and now he's at Akron. So that's the Craig Bohl I know. So he's not going to put up with stuff no matter who you are.
Well, and Cody, it's interesting because, you know, on one hand, you kind of want your coaches to have that belief, like, hey, this is it. These are our rules, and if you screw up, you might be done, or you have a long road to go, and you got to work your way back in. And then there's other fans that are like, dude, I mean, it's about winning football games. Can you find some leniency there? But like you said, who knows? He might have kind of been wanting to enter the transfer portal anyway, and then maybe everything just came to a head, and then that's how it ended.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not 100%, and we'll probably never know that, but we do know that, you know, him and Craig didn't get off to the best start in 2019 when he was a true freshman, and there was some trouble off the field and some immaturity issues, and Craig never suspended him. So I think that was – I think Craig's been pretty lenient with Titus throughout his career, I think. You know, of course, we don't know if there's in-house stuff where you get in trouble and you're running laps or whatever it is. You know, we don't know how severe it was, but they were both very open about how there was some immaturity early on. And Titus seemed like a really different person this year at Mountain West Media Days. He was locked in and talked about what a great relationship he had with Craig. Craig said that Titus was taking a leadership role, which is not something we would have saw out of that freshman kid from Texas who was definitely confident, if not the other C word. So, you know, it sucks, and it's a sad ending because Titus was really a special player and is a special player, and he's going to go on to do great things, and it's just unfortunate. But I what sucks, too, is I just don't know if we'll ever know the true story. But, you know, in talking to numerous sources, it just sounds like it was a different, you know, just a difference of opinions. And there's ways to handle that, and there's ways not to handle that.
Yeah, it's a shocker for sure, you know, especially getting you on this program. I think this was our first year with you talking football. I think you started busting onto the program talking basketball last year. So this was that big name, you know, that our listeners started to come and know. And we were following along very closely, more so this year, too. So a shocker for sure. Like you said, maybe you saw some cracks there the last couple of weeks that led you to think, okay, I guess I could see it as a possibility. But interesting. Yeah. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. What are you thinking for a bowl game for this team? And again, that's the crazy thing about this. They got themselves in a position. They became bowl eligible, and it turned out to be a pretty good season for this Cowboys team. What's next for this team?
Yeah, you know, they finished second in the Mountain Division, had beat Air Force this year. Nothing to be ashamed of. And the games they lost, you know, they lost to Illinois, lost to a San Jose State team that had a good year, a BYU team that was in the top 25 at the time, and then Boise State and Fresno State, the two best teams in this conference. So there's definitely nothing to hang your head about here. What I'm seeing in the future is hopefully not blue turf. Mm-hmm. I know that. That would suck tremendously. Don't want to go back to Boise. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that. You know, I think what we're hoping for, a lot of fans are hoping for, is either Arizona, because Wyoming had a blast down in Tucson last time when they beat Georgia State in 2019. Other than that, man, I think Texas makes so much sense and would love to. I don't know how much sway Craig Bohl has in this kind of stuff, but I can tell you from my readership alone that I can see on Google Analytics, Texas is the third largest readership I have behind Wyoming and Colorado. and tons of alums down there. Wyoming's recruiting Texas like crazy. I believe there's 18 guys on the roster right now from Texas. It would make way too much sense to play this bowl game in the Lone Star State, but that is wishful thinking, and we'll all find out together.
Yeah, and so we shall, my friend, and when we do, we'll get you back on the program. And next time around, let's look at this Cowboys basketball team, too. We can start really setting our sights toward Jeff Linder's crew and what they're doing. I know it's just a weird year. You know, we've already had a couple of weeks under our belt with basketball, but now that college football, at least the regular season portion of it's done, I feel like I can clear my mind a little bit and really put the focus in on hoops.
Boy, I'm glad you're there, because I'm not. Jeff Linder spoke yesterday during the middle of all this craziness, and I think the only thing I heard of any substance out of that interview was they're not expecting Graham Ike back till about mid-January.
Oh, brother.
It's totally unfortunate, and the Cowboys have a tough one with Santa Clara tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, so they're going to have to do it without the big man.
Yeah, not till January. That's going to be rough. Cody, my man, appreciate you digging into this story. I know it was absolutely crazy for you yesterday, so we appreciate the time today, my man.
Anytime, Brady. Thank you.
All right, Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Tytus Swenn is a heck of a running back. So, Angel, read between the lines. It kind of sounds like, you know, when you read is dismissed from the program, I mean, my brain, and maybe it shouldn't, my brain goes immediately to, was he out too late, or did something happen? You know, that kind of thing. It doesn't sound like that was the case. It honestly sounds like maybe there was a blow up. Maybe the two of them got at it. And again, that's me just trying to read between the lines. I don't know that for sure, but it just makes me think that, based on our conversation with Cody, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, nothing like, you know, breaking team rules or policy. You know, late for a meeting, didn't show up to practice, anything like that. The reaction from some of the other Wyoming players on social media, they were not happy about this, so it tends to lean towards something went down in the locker room, and unfortunately, Tytus was dismissed.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Heck of a football player. You know, he didn't have the year he wanted, but man, you saw there are certain games. I think it was against Air Force. He was a monster. He was a man on a mission. So I think he's got the right stuff to be an NFL guy. So, okay, when we come back, where's Melvin Gordon going? And we have soccer coming up at noon. Angel's going to tell us why this game, or is it match? Is it match? Why this match is so freaking important for Team USA. I'm going to get back to, beginner's luck, I like that text. We'll read text when we come back, because you guys are killing it today on Top Text Tuesday. You're hungry for some Cables Pub and Grill here in Greeley. We're going to hook somebody up. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.